Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're live and local in the studio. Let's take a quick look at the roadblocks for today. None. Nothing within the range, nothing outside the range, so both sides of the gates to White Sands Missile Range should remain open today. But remember, from your men and women in law enforcement and your men and women at range control, please buckle up. Please drive safely, and please watch the posted speed limit. Well, as we welcome in guests this morning to our Up and Awake show, our guests this morning include Lieutenant Will Skaggs with the Adam Gordo Fire Department and also Firefighter John Simmons. Lieutenant Will, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm great.
All right. Firefighter, how are you doing, Mr. Simmons?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having
good.
Me.
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You guys need to pull up a little bit close to those mics. Well, you know, we've got so many good things going on in our community, all around the area. But one thing is the activity of the Alamo Gordo Fire Department. Lieutenant Skaggs, you guys have been doing a lot of work making sure we have a safer community.
Absolutely,
you've
Bob.
You've had so many programs and everything else, and we've got another one coming up.
Yes, we do. We've got our second annual Save a Life Smoke Alarm Install event where we partnered with the Red Cross and the New Mexico State Fire Marshal's Office to provide free smoke alarms to several targeted trailer parks in our community.
Now, what parks do you have targeted so far?
This go around, we're going to have Desert Palm up on First Street.
Right.
We're going to have Evergreen right here in North Florida, and then we're going to have Oasis Trailer Park over here on Lawrence Boulevard.
Now, with those three trailer parks, we're talking about a lot of residences.
Absolutely. All in all together, we're looking at about a little over 200 homes that we're going to be going door-to-door to.
Very good. Tell us what you're going to do. Once you knock on that door, what's going to happen?
So once we knock on the door, we've already got some information out, but we're going to let them know that who we are and what our goal is, and that we are going to be able to provide free smoke detector installs if the occupant wishes, to where we can install two brand-new, free-of-charge smoke detectors in their home, courtesy of the Red Cross.
Very good. Now, do you ever have, Lieutenant Skaggs, you ever have a homeowner saying, I'm okay, I don't think so?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. Everybody has their own opinions and their own beliefs in their homes. We've also reached out to the trailer park owners, so when we show up to the trailer park owners know that we're coming in. So then that's where we have some literature, we do some education, and then ultimately it's up to them. We can just provide them with the information, and then they make the decisions from there.
And good for them. Firefighter John Simmons, how long have you been with the Alamo Gordo Fire Department?
Going on 2 years now.
2 years now. And you came in from where?
I was in the Air Force.
You were in the Air Force. Very good. Were you a firefighter in the Air Force?
No, I was Security Forces.
You're what?
Security Forces.
Security Forces. Well, okay. You're in the world of saving lives.
Correct.
And everything. What motivated you to become a firefighter?
I always wanted a team and a mission. And the nature of the job, being able to step into danger and help people, that's what drew me towards the fire service.
Yeah. And how many years were you in the Air Force?
11.
11. Good amount of dedication, commitment there.
Thank you.
And everything. How do you like being a firefighter?
I love it. I'm having the time of my life.
What makes it good for you?
Good for me, the team, the camaraderie. Every day, it's going to be something new. There's no predicting what the day is going to bring. And there's always that fulfillment. The mission is always life safety. We're here to help people, and we get to do that every day.
Yeah. And of course, when you have that ability to help people and even save a life or two, that's very, very rewarding in your career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why we're doing this as well, because it's not just about responding to the fire. We're also about fire prevention, because it's always about saving lives. So that's why we're happy to provide this service.
Yeah. And I know, Will, the last time that we were in, we talked about the big fire out the Holiday Inn, and we don't have to go there today. But yesterday, we had a big power outage in Alamogordo.
We did, Bob. And my shift, I was on duty, and my shift actually responded to the call that caused that power outage.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
What was the cause?
So there was a failure in one of the power poles on Connell due to the wind and the rain. Something in the electrical system and the transformers failed, and it caused the pole to catch on fire and break. So that's what caused the power outage, was that down pole. I guess it was a pretty central located pole, so when it went down, it disturbed the whole grid.
Yeah, because I know when Mike was coming to work, he saw the crews over there working, and P&M did a great job.
Absolutely. He did a great job. It came in around 2 o'clock in the morning. It came in, we responded to a fire because the pole was actually on fire. So when we respond to those, our dispatch automatically contacts P&M because it's their service. We got there, we couldn't suppress the fire. We just had to surround it and let the pole burn until P&M got in scene and they could assure that the power was down. Once they got the power shut down, we got the pole put out, and then P&M went right to work. They had their crews right out. We have a great relationship with P&M. They respond great, and TDS and TBTC, everybody else who was on that pole.
Right.
But it took them several hours. They were out there in the cold and the wind repairing that.
Yeah. Well, what impressed me most, when Mike called up P&M in the morning, and it was around 2 o'clock in the morning, and talking to him about the problem, he did see it on Canal Drive there when he was coming in, because I was in the studio and gave him a call to come in. We need to get some stuff done. Well, P&M said that we should have the power back on around 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
5:51, we were back with power.
Oh, that's amazing.
How did they do that?
Yeah. You know, their crews get out there and they work hard. They're just like us.
Yeah.
You know, those guys are our first responders just like us. When we have a bad weather event, they're out there just right. like us. And they're always spot on. We call them. We have a great relationship with them. We work well together, so we appreciate them.
Now, was there a power surge with that power outage?
I'm sure there was, Bob. We responded to it. So when we got over there, this whole side of town was dark.
Right.
So I'm sure there was a power surge with it. You know, we had a transformer on fire. We did have a transformer explode. So it was a pretty significant event.
Yeah, I know different parts of the town were dark.
Yeah, absolutely. Here. From what I understand, all the way from Canal out to 82 into La Luz lost power.
Yeah. Wow. Very good. But everything came out okay. Now, when you have a power outage like that, well, I know we're off the subject here just a little bit, but when we have a power outage like that, especially a power surge, does that mess up some of the equipment for businesses like ours, for the fire alarm system and things like that?
It absolutely could. All the fire alarm systems are on battery backups. So they, depending on the system, it depends on how long it has to have a battery backup.
Right.
But they're all on battery backup. Like our fire stations are on backup generators, so our backup generator's kicked on, because Station 6 across the street lost power as well, so their backup generator kicked on and took care of them. So, but it can, so that's why we also, on the fire prevention side, surge protectors, battery backups for your equipment, we preach all that and push all that to the customers.
Yeah. Now, that was a pretty good power outage for Alamogordo.
Absolutely, you know, and it was just that, I guess, the significance of that one pole on that distribution line. You know, P&M are the expert on that, but that pole just had to be, you know, one of the main ones that carried power for this side of town, and when it went down, everything went down.
But luckily, we didn't have any, at least we didn't have here, any reported major problems from that outage.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't either. I was on shift till 7 a.m. that morning. I'd advised dispatch, hey, you know, we're probably going to get some alarms and stuff. But the redundancy in the systems work. We had no fire alarms. We had no false alarms. So obviously everything worked. All the battery backups on all the fire alarms on this side of town worked. I didn't see PD busy with calls. So it looks like everything that is in place worked. So.
Yeah, I know that we were okay here. We're doing some remodeling in the community room, as you saw coming in. And the guys were in there working yesterday, drilling into the cement flooring and everything else, and created a lot of dust.
Yeah, and I saw that call. It came across on our mobile dispatch. Yeah.
Exactly. And the call came in. And I got to tell you, Lieutenant Skaggs, the Alamogordo Fire Department was here. Even the workers said, how did they get here so soon?
They were probably at home right across the station, so we had a little jump start there.
There you go. That works out very well.
Yeah. So, but no, Bob, and when it comes to fire alarms, so Alamogordo Fire Department treats every fire alarm as if it's a real fire, right. Until we have the information that it's not.
Yeah.
So, because we just never know, so we always treat them like it's a true fire until we get the information that it's not.
So if I call you up and say, oh, it's only a false alarm, don't worry about it, and you're already on your way here, what happens?
So that's up to the shift lieutenant. Based on the information, if you're on site here, we're credible, we know, hey, you know, this is Mr. Flott, this is his building, then we will downgrade all the other units, cancel the southern units, and then likely the in-district engine or the lieutenant himself will show up and just make sure and confirm that everything's okay, make sure the system resets. As long as we have good information and confirmation from somebody on site, then we'll downgrade.
Right.
But our main goal is just to make sure that everything is okay.
And that's what they did yesterday.
Absolutely.
They were here in the parking lot, and I walked out to talk to them, and Greenlee said, is everything okay? You know, we went through that routine and everything else. Well, let's get back to sound the alarm, save a life. So you've got three different mobile home parks you're working with here in Alamogordo, and the alarms will be installed. I should say the smoke detectors will be installed absolutely free, courtesy of American Red Cross.
Yes.
You said, right? What is the value of a smoke detector?
You know, right now with inflation, you know, a good smoke detector is going for about $25 for the low level smoke detectors. So, you know, this is about a $50 value to the homeowner.
Yeah. So two of them would be $50. Yeah. Plus, of course, firefighters are going to install them.
Absolutely. And there's a contract through Red Cross that you have to sign allowing us to install. But we will install them. We'll also provide education. We'll also evaluate your house to see the locations they need to be in. And then, of course, these are 10-year lithium-ion battery smoke detectors. So these smoke detectors are good for 10 years. You don't have to change the battery. They're good for 10 years. So if you're forgetful and forget to change your batteries, you don't have to worry about it. These smoke detectors will be good for 10 years.
That's what I need around here.
Absolutely. So they're pricey, you know, so it's a really good value.
Yeah.
You know?
No, because I had one of the smoke detectors went off the other night. The person was just getting ready to go to bed, and it was around 8 o'clock, and in their bedroom it went off, you know,
yeah.
And everything else. And you can't sleep with that beeping noise.
No, you cannot. So, they're designed, you know. And on top of the smoke detectors, Red Cross, we've partnered with Red Cross, New Mexico State Fire Marshal's Office for these events. Red Cross has provided us, so we have smoke detectors on hand. So if anybody outside the event needs a smoke detector installed, they can contact Alamogordo Fire Department, and we will set that up to go install them for free. On top of the smoke detectors, they've also provided us with bed shakers. So for those hard of hearing or have hearing issues, we have bed shakers that actually set up and they attach to your bed, and then there's a little monitor on them, and they are keyed to your smoke alarm, so when your smoke alarm goes off and it detects that sound, it actually starts shaking your bed to wake you up. So for the hard of hearing, the elderly, it's an amazing thing, and those come completely free of charge as well through Red Cross.
Boy, then that's a good safety feature.
Absolutely.
Because I know when I have to get somebody awake here, sometimes it's hard to get them to come to the door.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another thing that Red Cross, our partnership with Red Cross has provided, those bed shakers. So we provide this to anybody in the community. So that's the nice part about this program. It is not income driven. It is not social status driven. It is, if you need these in your residence, they will be provided to you free of charge.
And the program is going to be when again?
This Saturday, the 18th.
Starting at what time in the morning?
It's going to start at 9 a.m. in the morning. So we're looking for volunteers, people that want to come out and volunteer their time to help. We'll start at 9 a.m. at Fire Station 1 at 619 Texas Avenue. We will provide training for every volunteer of this is how you install them, here's how you do the paperwork, and then a member of either the New Mexico State Fire Marshal Office, Alamogordo Fire Department, or Red Cross will be sent out with every team to the trailer park, so then that way you have a representative. We are also going to be providing a free lunch for the volunteers. Mountain View Church, along with their Runner's Refuge food trailer,
right,
are going to come over and cook lunch for the volunteers at Station 1. So if anybody has any questions, if you wish to volunteer, you can contact us at 575-489-2271, and that will go to the Alamogordo Fire Department Fire Investigations Unit office, and then those voicemails will come to me, and I'll be reaching back out to anybody who's interested.
Yeah. Now, with these volunteers that come in, kind of like Firefighter Simmons here, they get involved in it. They say, hey, I'm looking for a career opportunity. I kind of like doing this kind of work for humanity. Do you ever get anyone that goes from that as a volunteer to becoming a firefighter?
Absolutely. That's the way our volunteer program is set up. And we had an open position here at Alamogordo Fire Department, and one of our volunteers is going to be transferring from being a volunteer firefighter into a career paid firefighter now. That's the way our volunteer program works. And also Chief Adler, since he came in, he opened up our volunteer program. So our volunteer program is now open to anybody. We have different roles. Before it was you had to be physically in shape, you had to be able to fight fire. Now our volunteer program is opened up to anybody. Anybody that wants to volunteer. So even if you just want to volunteer time to come in, in and help out with office work, or if you want to just come in and drive a truck, we have that volunteer program now open to everybody. The physical fitness restraints are no longer on our volunteer program.
So if a person just says, hey, I want to volunteer, what do they do?
Absolutely. They come down to Station 1 at 619 Texas. You fill out an application just like if you were applying for a job with the city.
Right.
And then that application's pushed through HR.
Yeah.
And then that's where Chief Adler designates on there what status you're going to be in a volunteer, whether you are looking towards actual firefighting or if you're just looking to volunteer to help out.
Right. You know, some of our listeners, Lieutenant Skaggs, probably are pretty well set in their careers, maybe for a while. Maybe they're, I don't know if I want to do this the rest of my life or whatever. But when you become a firefighter with the Alamogordo Fire Department, you have some great benefits there as well.
Absolutely. We have great retirement. We have great benefits to the city. The city of Alamogordo really takes care of police and fire. Of course, they take care of all their employees, but they stress because they know what our job entails. So they really take care of us and our volunteers as well. New Mexico State offers a retirement program for volunteers as well. So if you come in and volunteer your time, you can actually work towards a volunteer retirement, which even the county departments, if you volunteer as a firefighter, you're eligible for a retirement. So there is that benefit as well.
And another benefit would be days off in a row. You work so many days a month, you get so many days off.
Oh, absolutely. As a career firefighter here, we work a 24-48 schedule. So roughly I work 11 days a month. You know, those are 24-hour shifts. Those are hard shifts, long shifts, but it's
right.
Only 11 days a month. That gives me the rest of the month to work on my day off, enjoy time with my family, my hobbies. So it's a really great schedule.
He's a hunter. He's a guide. He does a lot of that.
Absolutely. You know, I spend a lot of my days off guiding. You know, that's my second business. That's the way that the fire department works. You know, of course, you're not going to get rich in a career at the fire department. It's not designed
right.
for that. So most of our firefighters have second careers, second jobs, own their own businesses. We've got guys who own construction companies. We've got guys who have real estate businesses. That's just the way the career field works.
But it gives them a good option with those extra days off every month, which you don't have in a regular job like this.
Absolutely. You know, I've been moving up the chain at Alamogordo Fire Department, and you know, we just opened up a fire inspector position. We brought back the fire inspector, so we'll have a dedicated inspector. And I was looking at the schedule going, man, can I go back to an 8-to-5 job? I don't know if I can, you know, because I just love the shift work. So
yeah. Firefighter John Simmons, you love that career and everything else. Now, is this hopefully a permanent career move for you?
Absolutely. I can't see myself doing anything else.
Yeah. And, of course, it gets back to helping out fellow Americans.
Absolutely.
Your neighbor.
Absolutely. And you know, this career field, it attracts a lot of people that have that service mindset, but also people that are ambitious, people that do have good work ethics. And you know, our department is good at investing in its people. And just the 2 years I've been in, I've had plenty of opportunities to go and get additional certifications, upgrade training, things that help equip me to be a better firefighter. And the fact that I'm getting paid to do this is just tremendous.
Yeah, when you love a job, when you love going to work and you're getting paid for it, and you look at it being, well, it's not really work. It's what I want to do. I enjoy it, like what we do here and everything else. The days are just fantastic.
Absolutely.
Even if you're really busy fighting a fire.
Absolutely.
work out very well. Well, Lieutenant Skaggs, any other comments this morning on this sound the alarm, save a life?
Just if anybody wants to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers. You know, the more people we get out this weekend, the more homes we can reach. And then also, everybody just remember that we have this program. So if you're in need of smoke detectors or know somebody that's in need of smoke detectors, reach out to Alamogordo Fire Department and we can coordinate those installs. American Red Cross has been amazing. They give us a stock of fire detectors. I probably have in my fire investigations office right now, I probably have 200 smoke detectors that were provided to us. So we can provide those out to the community.
Wow.
Absolutely free of charge. You know, that's the big part about this program. It's 100% free of charge.
Yeah. So. Now, I know most of them have the older smoke detectors. We know we have to change the battery, and there's a recommended schedule that you've talked about several times before to remember to change that battery out. What is that schedule?
So we go with a change the time. So twice a year, you change your clock, change your battery. Then also what a lot of people don't realize is smoke detectors have a service life. Most smoke detectors are 10 years. Their service life is only 10 years. So when we go out and do these events, Bob, the things that we find, our last event, we were finding smoke detectors from the 70s that were still installed in people's homes. And we were replacing them with the new ones. So
and still working.
Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, they were still functioning.
Right.
But the standard says 10 years.
Yeah.
So after 10 years. And, of course, the new smoke detectors have new technology, the way that they detect the smoke. So those are all outdated.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's very good to know. Any final comments?
No. Like I said, if you're interested in getting involved with Alamogordo Fire Department, we're always moving forward. Like Firefighter Simmons said here, we invest in our people. We move forward. Me and Simmons will be in Farmington next week. Simmons is actually one of my investigators. He just last year received his investigator certification. So next week, me and him will be in Farmington with the New Mexico Association, the International Arson Investigators Association. I'll be teaching up at the conference, and Firefighter Simmons will be up there with me, and all the investigators from across the state will be there. So we're all going to get together for a week, and then we'll spread our knowledge completely across the state of New Mexico.
Very good.
So, like he said, we invest in our people, volunteers as well.
Firefighter Simmons, 2 years as a firefighter, and you're already an investigator.
Yes. I want to say when I went through investigator training, the average firefighter had already been in 10 years. And I have been in my first year. Now, this department, because we do have lower manpower for a city of this size, we have to be aggressive in our tactics to provide the city the service it deserves. And that also goes for the training. We train our people the best we can to make sure that this city gets the best product that we can deliver.
Yep. And you guys are delivering a great product, by the way.
Thank you.
We know that for sure. Any final comments this morning?
No. Thank you very much for having us.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to have you guys here talking about it. Lieutenant Skaggs, what about you?
Absolutely, Bob. We appreciate everything you do for us, and we're trying to get out. So, you know, follow us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, AlamogordoFireDepartment.com, as well as our webpage. So just come check us out. You know, our stations are always open. Come and see your firefighters and see what we have to offer.
Yep. What's coming up next with the Alamogordo Fire Department? So many good things in the past several years. What's coming up next?
We're just working on a lot of stuff. We're moving forward. The community is going to see some changes. Chief Adler is redoing some of our stations, so those will start coming up. You'll start seeing them. We're looking at building a new station out in the Walker area on the south end of town. We're looking at building a training facility, our own training facility. So there's going to be a lot of good things coming up. You're going to see positions. Like I said, he got the fire inspector position. That's open right now. So if anybody is looking for a job as a fire inspector, we have that open. You can find it on the city website. You can find it on our Facebook page. So that's open right now. So that's what you're going to see. More community events, more training. If you follow our page, you'll just see the training that Chief Adler puts us through. Like Firefighter Simmons says, we are a small man department, so we have to be better than the average firefighter, and Alamogordo Fire Department is better than the average fire department.
You bet, no doubt about it. Now, you're talking about building a new fire department out by the Walker Road area. Mm-hmm. In that, there's one out there. Is it by Walker Road?
There is. Our station two is at 70 and Walker.
Right.
And right now it's a volunteer status. It's not manned. It's one of our volunteer stations. It houses an engine and a brush truck. But Chief Adler's looking at building a new station. And then with bringing that station in, adding more personnel to man it.
Now, will it be built in the same location?
He's working on that right now.
Yeah.
He's looking at the locations and seeing where we could put it to better benefit out there and to help grow. Of course, the city's looking to grow out there. They're doing a bunch of work out by the jail on Business Center Boulevard. They're going to be doing that extension project, extending what used to be Martin Luther King out all the way to the highway. So we're looking at that. We're looking at what the best location for a station out there will be. So, but that's coming in the near future. You guys are going to see a lot of infrastructure change. In Alamogordo Fire Department, we're always progressing forward.
Yeah. Now, having your own training station, what do you train right now?
So right now we rely on the Otero County training facility out by Alamo West. And then we rely on Holloman, our partnership with Holloman, to train on there. We also partner with Cloudcroft Fire Department and use their training facility. And then we have the New Mexico State Fire Academy in Socorro. We partner with them. We can use their facility. We also have we're in double digits as instructors that are do adjunct. I'm an adjunct through the New Mexico State Fire Academy, so we're actually teaching classes, which one of the things that is coming up is that we are hosting a Fire 1 and 2 certification class. Alamogordo Fire Department through the New Mexico Fire Academy is we're actually hosting it here in Alamogordo. So where normally where all these students, these volunteer firefighters, would have to go and spend 2 weeks in Socorro, now they're going to get that training here in Alamogordo so they can better, and we manipulated the schedule so that way volunteers who have an 8-to-5 job can actually do the training. So we're breaking it out over about 2 months rather than a 2-week period where they have to take off work and go to the academy to get these certifications.
Very good. When will that begin?
It's slated to begin the end of February. I don't have the exact time.
Right.
But it's all set up through there. So that's another thing that Alamogordo Fire Department is doing. We are the only career department in the basin. We have the base that's out on the base, but all the other county is protected by volunteers. So we are striving to provide this training to the volunteer and shoring up our volunteer departments because they are who we rely on. And then we also reach out to them. We go out and help them, but we're trying to build them up. So then that way we have that partnership and we have that level of training all the way across the county.
Very good. And Lieutenant Wilskaggs, tell us about this Saturday one more time.
This Saturday, we're going to have the Sound the Alarm, Save a Life event through Red Cross. New Mexico State Fire Marshal Office, Mountain View Church have partnered with us. We're going to be going around to 3 targeted trailer parks and providing free smoke alarms. If you're interested in volunteering, give us a call at 575-489-2271 or come down to Station 1 at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning and we will have training. We'll provide a free lunch to all of our volunteers.
And those 3 parks again?
It's going to be Evergreen right here in North Florida, Desert Palm off First Street, and then Oasis off of Lawrence Boulevard.
Very good. Keep up the good work, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you, Bob.
You bet. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it. Firefighter Simmons, keep up the good work, young man.
Thank you very much, sir.
You betcha.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.